Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
And welcome to our On the House Hour, where we talk for an hour about something specifically on your home, castle, or cabin. And since it's the first Saturday of December, which means it's Arizona Christmas City, Prescott, Arizona's big day.
That's right.
Where they've got the parade. We thought we'd talk mountain cabins. Are you thinking about finding that second home in the woods? Well, it's, you know, you picture it as this paradise, as this picture-perfect place, but it's got a lot of things that go into picking that picture-perfect place. There's a lot of things that, you know, water supply could come into play.
Waste. Utilities.
Septics. You're not on city sewer.
I mean, you know how I picked my...
farthest away as you possibly could.
I drove around with my phone on all over the state till I found the biggest area that got no cell coverage.
Said, this is mine.
I said, I put this property in escrow. And before we got out of escrow, they had a cell tower built 300 yards down the road. So you could never ask enough questions, that's for sure.
And joining us in studio is our Prescott General Contractor and home builder, Tom Riley of Renovations. And before we get into second cabins, though, in the mountains, I understand you recently were at a conference or a class on 3D house printing?
Yes, I was at we went and visited a 3D house printing manufacturing facility that makes the machines that the Mudbots is what it's called in Utah. And we took a look at 3D house printing, and it's a fascinating, fascinating process. And I will tell you that it's something that is coming, and as soon as they can figure out the structural stuff and the code stuff on it, it's going to happen, and it's going to take over like fax machines took over.
Wow.
It's a way of doing a house. They can do a 1,300-square-foot house in 7 days.
And, now, for anyone listening, fax machine used to be a machine that would send information over the telephone and print it on a piece of paper.
It'll be as common as cell phones.
So 7 days or 17 days?
Seven.
Finish. 7 days.
7 days, wow. Depending upon the complexity of the structure. They built one in Austin, Texas, that took them 7 days to get the structure in place and then another 20 days to complete the house. And the cost of this is it's pennies on the dollar.
Wow.
And it's just, you don't have to do drywall on the inside. You don't have to do stucco on the outside. So you're saving all these different things. And it's almost like a cavity wall construction if you take a look at it. I know that if you kind of just think about a concrete block is basically a form that holds concrete and steel to be able to support the structure of the house. Well, this is a concrete thing that goes in a lot faster than that. Two concrete sides to it. Sometimes there's webbing. But then you put the steel in there and you do it the same way, kind of the same way as you do a concrete block. And you don't have to finish either side of it, and it takes care of itself in terms of insulation and all that kind of good stuff.
How many guys does it take to feed the concrete in the machine?
There's three guys on site taking care of this whole thing. So two guys are usually at the hopper feeding it, if you're going to be feeding it sack by sack. There's mechanical systems that they have there for automatic hoppers if you want. And then there's a guy that kind of pays attention to where the hose is going so it doesn't get tripped up on itself. Because you can figure there's a nozzle at the end of a hose that just travels along. You got to make sure it doesn't get torn up. And then there's a guy there that is there for the computer. Sits there with a laptop, and you know he can do a multitude different things, but the laptop is there. It's already programmed in from the design. And
what kind of foundation is this going on?
Same kind of foundation that you'd put it on, concrete foundation.
You're still doing your regular slab work?
Pretty much, yes. And then you're building it on top of the slab.
And are there design limitations?
No, not really. I mean, you can do just about anything you can do in normal design and construction, and then you can do more. There's actually more possibilities and potential for increased design capabilities in doing something like this. And it's very, very popular in third world countries and developing countries that don't have building codes. Building codes is the big issue here, and they're working on that now to get the structure down. But it's basically concrete. I should have brought a sample down with me to show you guys. I didn't even think of it.
Yeah, just one more future option on keeping the home or the second home affordable. And in today's article, we kind of talk about some of the different options you can consider. But you know, Tom, I'm I'm getting to the age where a lot of my friends are reaching their point in the career. Their wife is retiring or they're getting close to retiring. And a lot of them are now picking up those second homes in the mountains, or they're upgrading. They're taking the one their grandfather built 80 years ago and either greatly remodeling that one or trading up a bit or two. But we know a lot of people that ended up with that second mountain home. You know, the Phoenicians that are looking to get away, escape from the heat in the middle of the summer. And I think people jump into those without asking enough questions. And the reason I think that is because all the things I hear from people the second summer they're there.
That is so true. That is so true. And you hit two different points. One, if you're going out to buy a house, then you know you're the guys to lean on for that and the conversation that we'll have. But if it's one of the things that we find is that a lot of these homes, not all of them, but a lot of them are generational homes. You know, Grandpa built it.
Yeah.
You know, and so now Grandpa built it.
With
and
some fraternity brothers that may or may not have brought beer up from the campus.
Yeah, may not have. At any rate, though, but this is some things to do, and we really get involved with that. And some of them, we've done a number of them up in the Prescott area. By the way, the Prescott Mountains are absolutely gorgeous, and everybody should try to think about getting their second home there.
Well, I'm thinking for someone who's been there as long as you, you got to be getting close to becoming a NIMBY, don't you?
No, not at all.
Really?
Not at all. When I moved to Prescott in 79, there were just a little bit over 18,000 people there. Now, and Prescott Valley had about 6,000. Chino Valley had about 2,000. Now Prescott has about 40-some-odd thousand. Prescott Valley has almost 50,000. And Chino Valley has a good almost 20,000 people, 18 to 20,000 people. And I have to tell you that, and I tell this to people all the time, Prescott is still an absolutely wonderful place to be. I am so glad that there's more diversity there. There are more people there. I think that we're enriched from it. And I think that the growth has been great. And when I walk around the downtown square and I run into a friend, we'll sit in the park bench and talk for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour. So the small town feel is still there.
And that's coming from somebody that saw it when it was a small town.
Yeah, it still is a small town. The feel is there. And it's a, you know, you get out of with anything that you put into it. If you go there and you lament the fact that, my God, there's a mall there. Well, when I first moved there, everybody's going, oh, my God, we need a mall here.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, I have to travel. You have to travel. We used to have to travel to Phoenix for everything.
Yeah, that's true. When someone is up there and they're considering Prescott, which is an awfully easy drive out of most of the valley to get to, so it's a prime destination for that second home. What are some of the things people ought to know about the Prescott area? I mean, one of the things I tell them, you might want to buy on this side of Prescott, because if you're on Williamson Valley Road or up at Long Meadow Ranch, I mean, that's another hour of commuting once you get to Prescott.
Yeah. Typically, we'll find that most of the homes, the cabins that people want, are going to be in the pine trees. And the pine trees are on the south side of Prescott. Places like Groom Creek, Walker, those are some of the communities that are up there with their second homes. And that's what a lot of folks want. And they love the pine trees. You can go out Copper Basin Road. Sometimes the Mountain Club, which is inside of Prescott, that has a lot of older homes in there. Most of those places that you're looking at in the pine trees are probably going to be in Yavapai County and not in Prescott city limits proper. Don't get me wrong, there are some, but the majority of them will be, you know, the Groom Creek, the Walkers, you know, Copper Basin Road, those things will be in Yavapai County. Now, that doesn't make a hill of beans a difference in terms of building codes, because Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Yavapai County all operate on the same code. Yay.
Yeah.
Took years to get that to go.
That's nice.
But they all operate in the same code. So the things that you need to look at are, you know, pretty simple. If you're buying an existing home, get it inspected. Get somebody to look at it. Make sure that, you know, do you remember when they used wooden foundations? Well, the wood isn't there anymore.
Oh, boy.
You know, things like that.
I have a friend who's got a cabin on the rim that was built by, you guys had mentioned it, a grandpa in the 50s. And you couldn't fix one thing on that house without having to fix it all.
Yeah. The 1950s, those are ancient times.
And it's on wood foundation. And
sure.
if you're going to sleep, you got to sleep on the west side of the house because the east side, if your toes aren't pointing downhill.
Yeah, there's a lot of that up there. But, you know, get the house inspected if it's an existing one. Go through that process, and that will be worth its weight in gold. Then you'll have information that you can utilize to decide what you want to do or what you don't want to do. You know, and a lot of folks just take it the way it is. I mean, there is a rustic value to living in a cabin in the woods. If you're going to be building a cabin in the woods, that's a completely different set of circumstances and a completely different set of things that you need to do in order to be able to pay attention to that.
Now, where do y'all get your water?
Yeah. It depends. In Prescott, we get our water municipally. You know, the municipality does that. And you probably don't want to get into a big conversation of where that comes from. But it comes from wells.
Affluent.
It comes from wells in Chino Valley, basically, okay, right now. And there's a variety of different sources that we have in order to be able to play the water games that are played in Arizona. Most people will drill a well. And that's, you know, and you can still do that and just go up there, poke a hole in the ground, and, you know, take the water. Groundwater is free for the taking outside of active management areas.
And so you do, because the White Mountains, surprisingly enough, over by Nutrioso and Alpine, there's a lot of properties there that I know we've seen that, you know, you couldn't dig deep enough to find a well.
Well, that's the same thing. We used to own property. We had a small ranch, family ranch, out at the near, oh gosh, just east of Springerville. As a matter of fact, our western property line was the Arizona-New Mexico border.
Nice.
And the water there, you're lucky if you got it.
Interesting. So still plenty of groundwater in the Prescott, Yavapai County area.
You need to be careful. Need to go check it out. Get a well driller. If somebody knows the area.
Have it inspected. All right, we're joined with Tom Riley of Renovations here in our On the House Hour talking about that little mountain home, second home paradise getaway for your home, castle, or in this particular case, cabin.